Bummer, the holidays are over. No more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. The new year is full of ups and downs, but however you're feeling, you can always be happy with Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher. Rent or buy new releases like Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour Extended Version. You can add on hundreds of streamers. One app, one password. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Carolina Hurricanes are struggling. And if you were listening before the last break, Graham mentioned that Pyotr Kochetkov could use the night off, and definitely so. It was a shooting gallery prior to the Christmas break. 5-4, they took one on the chin to the Islanders, at which the Islanders pretty much had control of this one the entire time, scored early, scored often, of which if you were in attendance at PNC Arena in Raleigh, of which I was there, sitting behind Pyotr Kochetkov in period number one, there were a lot of Islander fans there. It was some serious flip-the-ice advantage kind of thing, and it only got worse as they kept scoring, and the Islanders kept scoring and scoring and scoring, to where the gentleman sitting behind me and my family was using words that most people shouldn't be using in public company, yet the majority of the people that were sitting in our section were using those same words, to where it was kind of common household English.
Do they have the rally section up in 315?
Yes. Because
last month went on November 30th, around that time, yeah, it was a monster of Islanders fans up there.
They tried. There was no doubt that the Canes fans that were in attendance, and it was clear everyone had come home from school and vacations hadn't quite started. Concourses were full. It was a fun night of professional hockey if you were fans of the other team there. The Hurricanes put up the fight that they could fight. They scored 4 goals, but they gave up 5. And that is a challenge for this team. Now Adam Gold got word about a week or so ago that Freddie Anderson is cleared to practice again. They could use his help. Again, the Canes 4-9 in their last 13 games. 4-9. And 1-4 in their last 5. So the recent record isn't even that great. You go back into November around Thanksgiving time is when the tide started shifting, so to speak, for this team. And it's not for lack of production from the stars. I mean, you look at Sebastian Aho's line, he's got 31 points. It's 13 goals, 18 assists, 3 of those goals in the power play. He's been effective. But it's the help, perhaps, that's around him that needs more help. Now, Rod Brind'Amour talked about where he feels this team is as they rolled into this break.
I think we've played better than our record. I think probably deserved more points out of some of this stuff, but we haven't done it, so we're in a tough spot.
Deserving of points, and then the reality of the points that they have. This team right now, if the season ended today, which used to be a favorite phrase of mine until I pointed out to a former colleague that if the season ended today, you could do that after game one. You could do this every time you turn on the microphone. Well, if the season ended today, they would be in the playoffs. Well, if the season ended today, Carolina Hurricanes are on summer vacation.
Ooh, they're hitting the links.
They're 9th in the conference right now by 1 point. It's not even a tie. It's not like we're in a tie for, like, there's a bunch of teams clogged in there and they just happen to be 9 because there's 5 through 9 are all the same. No, they're 9th. They are 9th. And again, 4-9 in their last 13 games, 1-4 in their last 5, with those games at home. There's the other issue. The home ice is tilted the other way, and they can't figure out a way to get it going the other way. A 500 team doesn't cut it anymore in the Eastern Conference based on how everything went in the offseason. The Eastern Conference got better. There's no doubt about it. And the idea that there is a little bit more air between them and the top teams. The Rangers have 47 points, 23 wins. Carolina has 38 points, 17 wins. Boston Bruins are still Boston Bruining. We say the Panthers keep panthering, right? The Boston Bruins are playing Boston Bruins hockey still. They keep doing it with the team that they have. And the Maple Leafs are trying to figure it out, and the Florida Panthers are trying to figure it out. And we all despise the Tampa Bay Lightning, how they manage just to always keep playing very good hockey constantly. But the Islanders came here and took a game from them. I mean, they took it from them. There wasn't any monster, like, one silly play or whatnot. I think Jack Drury gave up one kind of deep on kind of a flailing stick playing defense when he was trying to get a back check. There wasn't one, like, bad way to go. I mean, they closed things. They kept things close. But close doesn't win you the games, right? It doesn't get you the points. At least you get to overtime, you get a point. But losses, especially at home, are way too tough to handle. And Pyotr Kochetkov had no help. Like, he's got no help right now. Like, it's him. He is the last line of defense. If you play those zombie games and stuff, those little tap games on your phone, you understand, like, when you're your heart's beating and you had five hearts and now you got one heart left and it's you and all you've got is like this like bow and arrow and there's like 100 zombies coming at you and all you're doing is just flinging arrows and whatnot. At a certain point, like, you gotta stop flinging arrows. It's just coming. Pyotr Kochetkov right now is just coming at him. Like, he's putting up a fight. He's trying to make it work. He's trying to get this team in position to win. But if you give up five goals and you're not seeing the puck and you're just running out of gas and your coach knows you're running out of gas, what do you do? Well, the team who sent Antti Raanta down to Chicago, who gave up six goals and two starts in Chicago, is now back with this team because there is a back-to-back coming up with Nashville tomorrow night. That is tomorrow night on the road. And then they have to travel. Not this is some big travel day, but they got to come back and play Montreal the next night. So they got back-to-back coming up. So Antti Raanta probably going to get one of those starts because Kochetkov's out of gas. Like, and it's not like you see it on the ice with him. He's not, oh, man, I'm drinking more water and I got to stretch out a little bit more, rub a little bit more mentholatum on the quads. And he's doing what he can. This team, though, for some reason, and Rod is right in those aspects. Like, they're playing the games, these close losses and close wins, again, there's no, I'm trying to find silver lining here. I love to find the silver lining in things. One goal games, when it's 2-1 when you lose, it means the other team was playing just as tight as you were and they just managed to get some puck luck.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, puck luck is real. You know, something bangs off the pipes. And we love it when we hear a shot go off the pipes. Like, ting! We love hearing that. But sometimes you don't hear that ting. Like, there was a shot, then I can't remember who took it, for the Canes on Saturday. That hit the pipe. It rung the bell, but it didn't ring the bell. Like, you didn't hear the big clang. It may have been deflected or something like that, maybe off pads, off the Islanders goalie, Sorokin. But we didn't get to hear the ting. And we're not hearing enough of the ting from the Hurricanes. Like, you know when you are getting the puck luck, you hear more of the pings, and you see that aggression deep in your own zone. Like, you're just firing, and you can see when the Hornets are buzzing, so to speak. Like, if you could imagine just going in a circle around the net and just keep just going in this circle and orbit the net with your top line or maybe your second line, and they're just firing away, and the pucks just keep bouncing back to them, and they clear for another shot and get another shot. That's what other teams are doing right now to the Carolina Hurricanes. The Hurricanes aren't seeing that kind of puck luck. They aren't able to generate that kind of energy, or they haven't been able to. And yeah, it didn't help. Like, we know the Hurricanes at home, normally the crowd is all about the Hurricanes. But when the Islanders are in town, when the Blackhawks are floating around, when you get some of the Canadian
Penguins,
teams, the
Rangers,
right,
Bruins.
You can list off these teams, those fans invade the building. And it's almost a shame because when you want to feed off a home crowd, you're almost waiting till the postseason. And you don't want to have that expectation of every year, yep, we're just going to get to the postseason, we're going to start caring about them, we'll start lining up again, get out there in front, get out in front of things. I bet you a ton of people over the holidays got a bunch of gifts, whether they were white elephant gifts or whether they were intentional gifts, or they got some new Hurricane stuff. Got a new car flag, got a new alternative hat, grabbed a new hoodie. I know I got a sweatshirt for my son, for him, because I was like, yeah, let's do this. Let's get into this early. Let's make sure that we're there thick and thin because they're in ninth right now in the conference. I'm looking at ninth in the conference, and it's fifth in the Metro. So we don't even have to color it differently. It's the same spot, outside looking in.
Did this feel like this is also another kind of totem point in the season game? Because I know we just felt like after the Vegas Golden Knights game, the 6-3 win, we were riding the high of the season and thinking this could be a motivational change and win for the remainder of the season. And then you lose to the New York Islanders 5-4 game, which, a reminder, they just played them less than a month prior to this, lost 5-4 again. Sebastian Aho even said that it's disappointing because he felt like they had not played their best hockey that night. Now it feels like we're back to square one before the Vegas Golden Knights game.
That's Graham Hill producing. I'm Paul Leihander in for Adam Gold today. You know, I had a conversation about that Golden Knights game with a colleague, and their lean was, oh, this is the pivotal. Just like you were saying, this is a pivotal game. It's going to turn the season around. It's a big momentum game. And I remind myself, upsets happen all the time. Like, teams get beat on a night-by-night basis. It is a long season. For them to continue that momentum meant certain things had to happen. Yeah, you beat the best team in the league. You beat the Golden Knights. Were they up for that game? Were you getting the puck luck I was just referring to? Yeah, some of it. Was that the big turning point for this? Clearly it wasn't. And I remember saying it to him. I was like, dude, it's one game. I'm like, you can say it's a turning point, and we all want it to be as fans of the team that is here in North Carolina. We want them to be successful. We do not root for their demise. I don't want to root for their demise. I'm not sure how many people want. You want the good vibes. You want the good community feeling that comes with a winner. Come win, come lose. Yes. When they lose, yeah, we even come closer because it gives us a gripe and complain about something. But when they win, it means just a little bit more. And we all wanted it to be that turning point, and it turned out not to be that point. So we see this team struggling up and down, left and right. And you get those games where you want to feel good and you want to get the good vibes. You want to be that way. Rod Brindamore talked about, and I hate flashing back to these kinds of things, but he has one goalie right now, like one real goalie. Let's all be honest. The Yanni Peretz was not going to play between the. He's not ready, but he's there. And I'm sure they could have put him in for a spot start, but he's not going to be the guy. They paid Piotr Kochetkov to be the guy. They paid Antti Raanta seven figures to be the guy. And right now, he's not the guy. And he still hasn't figured it out. He went to Chicago, still hasn't figured it out. And the AHL is a shooting gallery of shooting galleries. Still hasn't figured it out. And if Freddie comes back, he comes back. But Rod was asked about after the loss to the Islanders. And I'm saying this louder for all to hear. Not because of Christmas cheer, but for all to hear. The team lost 5-4. Pierre Kochetkov is the guy. So what do you tell Kochetkov after a loss like that?
Not much. You know, probably riding him a little too much. He could tell he wasn't as good as obviously he's been. And that was probably the difference, right?
He wasn't as good as he could have been. I'm not sure that all rides on him anymore. You've got paid for defense. You have Brent Burns and Jacob Slavin and Brady Shea and Brett Pesce. I can list the entire defense. This is my job. I'll tell you who all is on defense. They let him down. They let him down. They weren't out there on every play doing everything they needed to do. Is it unfair that they took a loss? Sorry, it's a loss. It's sports. Did we play as good as we possibly could have? You put in four biscuits. But the other team did five. It's the simplicity of sports. The team that scores the most wins. Those are sports. This is what happens. Carolina Hurricanes fans, you're going to have to suck this one up for a bit because I'm not sure there's a quick fix. And we can speculate all we want about what needs to be done. If Dom Waddell needs to make some trades, if the goalies need to go get their eyes checked a la Charlie Sheen in Major League or whatever happens. This team's got a game tomorrow night on the road. I'm not sure they're going to be able to turn around. Nashville gave them a 6-5 game about a week and a half ago. But keep feeding those good vibes.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.